North Slope Meals.
Welcome to the October 12th, 2011 Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting. We have a quorum. First item on the agenda is roll call. Those commissioners present, Chair McIntyre, Commissioners Eckley, House, Jensen, Sundell, and York, ex officio McClintock. Second item on the agenda, consent agenda. Item A, excusal of absences. Those who have called in are Vice Chair Maddox and Commissioner Luce. Move approval of excusal of absences. All those in favor say aye.
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 Third item on the agenda, nomination preliminary meeting. Item A, 901 South 10th Street, Swedish Mission Tabernacle, Carolyn Swope. King Street Studios will begin with reading of the preliminary meeting general procedure notes. The property on today's agenda is nominated to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. Tacoma Register listing follows procedures defined in 13.07.050 and consists of a minimum of two separate commission meetings. The initial meeting determines whether the property meets the threshold criteria in the ordinance for age and integrity. If the commission finds that the age and integrity standards are met, then the commission may move to have the nomination scheduled for a public hearing and comment period, at which the public may enter comments into the record for consideration. Following the comment period, the commission may deliberate on the nomination for up to 45 days before recommending the City Council listing on the register or denying the nomination. The purpose of this review is to determine whether the nominated property meets the threshold criteria and should be scheduled for public testimony at a public hearing. Staff report.
Nomination at 901 South 10th Street, Swedish Mission Tabernacle, the Sure House Open Church. Constructed in 1909, the nomination states, the structure is a superb example of a Beaux-Arts neoclassical building, a form uncommon in Tacoma's churches. A 1954 major remodel included the addition of mid-century stained glass windows, two east entrances, new poured concrete steps, and new oak pews. During the remodel, a one-story with full basement was added to the west of the original sanctuary. In addition, written documentation noted the original skylight dome has since been covered. Standards. The threshold criteria for Tacoma Register listing are listed at 13.07.040B Section 1 and include 1. Property is at least 50 years old at the time of nomination, and 2. The property retains integrity of location, design, setting, materials, workmanship, feeling, and association such that it is able to convey its historical, cultural, or architectural significance. The staff analysis. The purpose of the preliminary meeting, as Chair McIntyre stated, is to determine that the age and integrity standards are met. The original building was constructed in 1909 with a 1954 remodel. According to the nomination, the original plan is not intact due to the 1954 addition. However, the original cladding is intact. It is noted that the mid-century stained glass windows replaced original windows. The building appears to meet the threshold criteria for consideration. And staff recommends scheduling the nomination for public testimony at a hearing on November 9th, 2011.
Former Commissioner Swope, would you like, you have a presentation queued up? Do you want to begin?
I do. I've got a couple images. And so I'm wearing my historic Tacoma hat tonight. The historic Tacoma was contracted by Sure House Church and asked if we would assist with the nomination. And so we always are delighted, particularly with churches, and a Heath Church nonetheless, to get those kinds of calls. So this is an undated photo that's in the library, but it shows the building, obviously before the slight changes were made to the entries and before the windows were replaced. So it's before the addition, because you don't, if you notice, there's land here, and so that's before the addition was added. So that is the church. A little bit of data on Heath, particularly for those of you that haven't had to sit through one of my presentations on Heath. I did a lot with the schools He's responsible for a number of significant buildings in town. First Patrick's Church, which is the Catholic Church, which is in the North Slope, but I believe it was opted out due to religious reasons. Washington Elementary, which is on the register. McKinley Elementary, which is not yet, although we keep working. First Church of Christ Scientist, which they are not interested in register nomination. Oakland School, which is not. Lincoln, which is. And, of course, Paradise Inn, which is one of his probably best-known buildings, which is on the register. First Baptist Church, which some of you were here a couple years ago, and we put that one on the register. And Sixth Avenue Church, which we keep hoping there might be some interest in that one. So Heath did just about every type of building possible. He's mostly known for his churches and schools because he was the architect for the school district for a number of years. He also partnered with numerous firms. This was a Heath and Twitchell building. Heath and Twitchell had a short-lived relationship. Twitchell moved back to the Midwest, so they were only together for a few years. This is the building as it currently stands. So the changes that we are assuming when they put this remodel on in the 50s, we're assuming all the documentation does not exist, that they changed the stair entries and the windows were replaced at that time. This was a period when post-World War II, there were a fair number of changes on the hilltop, particularly around K Street, as it was then called. And the original Scandinavian settlers, many of them at that point, had been in Tacoma long enough and were sort of going out to the suburbs post-World War II. And you start to see a fairly significant African-American presence in the hilltop at that time. And many of the historic churches that had Scandinavian roots were being purchased by other congregations. And so I assume that these changes, which would have been in keeping with the needs of the new congregation, all occurred at about the same time. And so there it is. There's sort of two facades for this. There's not really one main entrance, so it does read a little differently in some ecclesiastical architecture. Some really stunning details. There aren't the most common church form in Tacoma during this period would be Gothic Revival, and this is highly unusual in that it's not. And that it's sort of a square plan, which is even more unusual. Most of them are certainly more rectangular. So some really fantastic detailing, this nice corbelled keystone, window detail, entablature, which is really quite stunning. The other facades are definitely secondary. It's very difficult to see. You know, this is the north, which is maybe all of 6 feet away from the next building next door. And this is the sort of the north as you go through the alley. And then this is the beginning of the west elevation. We have that one-story addition, which is clearly stepped down and subsidiary to the main massing. And this is it from the rear. The interior of the main sanctuary is stunning. It's unusual with the balcony. The stairs come down right to the main altar area, which is very unusual. And the written reports indicate that the dome was skylit, but I don't know how much of the dome was skylit. I suspect, like, I know the Knights of Pythian, their dome was covered up during World War II, during the blackout periods, and so it's entirely possible that this dome was covered due to blackout restrictions, and it's just never been uncovered. But I don't. The only other comparable one I would have is Christian Science has a dome with just that very small image of Mary, and I can't remember her last name.
But it's Mary Baker Eddy.
Mary Baker Eddy. It's way up. So it's possible that the entire dome is not stained glass. It's just a center section. And so here's a detail of the balcony stairs as they come down. Detail of the newel post and then really lovely egg and dart plaster work as it sort of goes around the main sanctuary. Biggest pocket door I have ever seen. That's one door. I actually paused and looked at it twice. It's amazing. I get very excited over pocket doors. Window details, these are presumably from the 50s, maybe even the 60s. What's interesting is when they put the addition on the church, you can go into the kitchen of the original church, and this was the exterior window, and they didn't remove it, they just left it. So you can see, you know, what the original windows look like because there's a little time capsule there in the kitchen. This is the staircase that goes down to the narthex, as viewed from the second floor. There's not much of a narthex. It's a fairly petite plan. And then in the addition, if you go down to the basement area of the addition, they have their fireside or their hearth room, which was pretty standard for most ecclesiastical building in the 50s and 60s, regardless of denomination. They all were going to have this new fellowship room with the either Roman brick or, in this case, stone fireplace. So we're looking at denomination in terms of both its association with Heath, the architectural style. It's obviously a community landmark as well, and then its larger history within the neighborhood. And I think it meets the threshold for all of those. And we went ahead and submitted it with the addition because I wanted the building to have the availability for special tax valuation if at some point it passes over to commercial use and is no longer used by a congregation, because a lot of the systems are run out of that section and that would make a difference in any sort of a project. But if the commission feels strongly that the addition detracts from the original building, we can certainly discuss that. And that's it. Questions?
At this time, I'll open up the discussion to commissioners for questions and comments.
Tell me again what date the one-story addition was added.
1954. So it meets the threshold for age.
I think I just overheard you guys talking earlier about the balcony extending down, and that was an original part of Stadium High School until the teens, when they, 1916 or so, they took it out.
Yeah, I talked to Jeff Ryan the other day, and he was saying that Stadium had that, and then he was also saying that there was debate as to, it wasn't Bulliard, it was Bourque. I think Bourque was in Heath's office at this time. And so there was debate as to if Heath did that. That was Heath's idea, or if that was Borak's idea. Plans for this church have not been located. There's no repository for Heath blueprints. It's like an Easter egg hunt. Sometimes you can find one, but
right.
We haven't found it.
Do we know who the architect is for the addition in 54?
You know, it's on the nomination. I don't know how it's in my head. Or whatever was in the newspaper was in the nomination. It was a little blur, but it wasn't. I don't recall it being one of the major ones that caught my attention. Or it may have been an engineering firm. I don't even remember if it was an architecture.
Ryer and Wick, pardon me, 1954 edition.
And they aren't one, when I do the church survey, that's not a name that rang a bell. And I figure after looking at almost 200 churches, some obviously they weren't doing a lot of ecclesiastical work, at least not that showed up in the newspapers. So.
Other comments or questions? All right. I am looking, well, I'll entertain a motion to schedule the nomination.
I move that the Swedish Mission Tabernacle or Sure House Open Church at 901 South 10th Street meets the threshold criteria for the diploma register, specifically criteria or items 1 and 2, and that the nomination be scheduled for public testimony at a hearing on November 9th, 2011.
It's been moved and seconded that the nomination be scheduled for the November 9th meeting. Is there discussion on the motion?
So I have one question, and Ruben's not here to answer this question, but wasn't there I can't remember what the name of this was called, but wasn't there an area in the Hilltop neighborhood that was designated a preliminary historic district or something, so that we didn't have to go through the public? I mean, we can do a public hearing. I mean, it's not, but it seems to me like this church falls
within
that area.
I think it was proposed, was it not? But it never.
I do have a file on it. I don't know if it went.
I don't think it's in that district. I think the district that you're thinking of is closer to Brazil and MLK in that area.
Yeah.
Right, that's the district, the the Walton district.
It doesn't really change anything,
okay.
So I just thought I would raise it.
And I don't know what the code would say exactly about that. To not have a public hearing.
Right. In any event, that was more information than comment. So any other comment? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All in favor of scheduling the nomination, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion passes. And we're scheduled for the 9th of November.
And I would suggest, since we're not scheduled till the 9th, that all of you, who I'm sure are historic Tacoma members, if not, you'll be getting phone calls from us shortly, we encourage you to show to our membership event, which is Thursday, November 3rd, because it will be at Shure House. They're opening up the congregation, the sanctuary for us.
Okay.
So you can eat.
I owe you a check.
I will hunt you down.
Yes.
You know that.
To renew my membership.
Yes, and so you can join us there, and you can go through the sanctuary at that time and talk preservation plans for the next year.
So. Very good.
Anything else, Tony?
Well, I do want to speak with any of the representatives from the church about a deed. We'll need a copy of the deed.
Yes, when you need it.
I'll give you my card.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
That concludes item 3. Item 4 is special tax valuation applications. And I will read you the overview in the interim. Washington Administrative Code 254-20 enables local governments to adopt local legislation to provide special valuation of historic properties that have been rehabilitated. With regard to the application review process, state law authorizes local historic review boards to determine, one, whether the property is included in a class of historic property determined eligible for special valuation by the local legislative authority under an ordinance or administrative rule. In Tacoma, this means properties defined as city landmarks. Two, whether the property has been rehabilitated at a cost equal to or exceeding 25% of the assessed improvement value at the beginning of the project within 24 months prior to the date of application. And three, whether the property has been altered in any way which adversely affects those elements which qualify as a historic as historically significant. If the local review board finds that the property satisfies all three of the above requirements, then it shall, on behalf of the local jurisdiction, enter into an agreement with the owner, which at minimum includes the provisions set forth in Washington Administrative Code 254-20-120. Upon execution and said agreement between the owner and the local review board shall approve the application. Per Tacoma Municipal Code 1.42, the Tacoma Landmarks Commission is the local body that approves applications for special tax valuation. Item 4A, 3419 North 27th Street, the Semple residence. Mark Pinto, owner.
He is not present. He wasn't able to attend, and he was hoping that if there were questions, that Caroline would be here, but she snuck out. This is a nomination that was designated by the commission in May 2011, and I'll just start with the staff report.
Right, and there is a manner in which we have to frame the motions, in that you know, it's very simple. You just state the property address that you are approving and forwarding special tax evaluation and the amount of the evaluation. And with that, pardon me, staff report.
Right. And if some of you are new commissioners and haven't gone through this, this is where the money hits the road. The incentives for owning historic property. So with my pleasure, I will start with 3419 North 27th Street. The property is eligible, as I said. It became a landmark in May 2011. The rehabilitation cost claim was $60,398. And just for your information, that information is not sent to you, but staff has gone through that thoroughly. Assessed improvement value prior to rehabilitation was $123,800, and that's certified by the Pierce County Assessor's Office. Assessed improvement value prior to rehabilitation percentage of the assessed value is 48.79%. The eligibility minimum is 25%. It exceeds that. Project period was from December 2009 through October 2010, approximately 8 months. Appropriateness of rehabilitation. Exterior work that occurred during 2010 included repair and reconstruction of porches and foundation, new paint and interior improvements, which appear to meet Secretary of Interior standards for rehabilitation. And the project doesn't have to start and end, and be it has to be approved after the nomination was approved. So everything has been gone through the correct process. Staff recommends recommendation. Staff has reviewed the itemized expense sheet and recommends approval of this application in the amount of $60,398, reflecting verification of claimed expenses.
Any discussion on the valuation? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve. Let's give a new commissioner a chance. Commissioner Jensen?
Okay. So you said we have to have
address approval for special and forwarding for special evaluation and the amount of evaluation.
Okay. I move that the Tacoma Landmarks approve the application for 3419 North 27th Street. Special application.
Special tax evaluation.
Special tax evaluation of $60,398.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded that the evaluation for us for 3419 or 27 be approved. Any discussion on the motion?
I have to recuse myself.
Okay. We still have a quorum, so we're good. With that, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying nay. With one recusal, we will the motion passes. All right, item B, 1002 through 1004. South Ernest Brazil Street, the Schultz Apartments, Charles and Nancy Hooper.
And I'll start with the staff report. 1002-1004, and I think it's Ernest South Brazil Street. I had that wrong. Schultz Apartments. Property eligibility. This was a designated city landmark January 31st, 1995, and This property has gone through a series of property owners, and there's a new property owner representing this application, and they started the project soon after they bought the property. Rehabilitation cost claim was $146,159.50. The assessed improvement value prior to rehabilitation was $297,200. The rehabilitation percentage of assessed value, that's wrong. It should be 49.178%. It still meets the minimum 25%. That 48% is, I'll talk about that in a minute. The project period was from March 2010 through October 2011, well, the end of September, approximately 18 months. And appropriateness of rehabilitation, most of the work was interior, which included repair and reconstruction of 13 apartments. Not all of those were reconstructed and repaired. I think they're still working on that. Involving code corrections, electrical, and plumbing systems. Exterior work included the repair of window glass, restoration of casing, trim, front doors, and replacement doors per original architectural plans, which appear to meet Secretary of Interior standards for rehabilitation. And staff recommendations. Staff has reviewed the itemized expense sheet and recommends approval of this application in the amount of $142,768.50, which is the 48% that was noted above. This reflects a deduction of $3,391 from the original claimed amount for improvements made outside the perimeter of the building, including site work, landscaping, and lawn yard maintenance. Thank you.
Questions or comments from commissioners? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the evaluation for 1002 through 1004 South Ernest Brazil Street, the Schultz Apartments.
I move that we approve and forward on the special tax valuation application for 1002 to 1004 South Ernest Brazil Street, the Schultz Apartments. In the amount of 2000, which is the right amount?
142.
It's in the recommendations.
142,768.50.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the valuation for 1002 through 1004 South Ernest Brazil Street be approved. Is there discussion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Item five, chair's comments. The only comments I have is make a correction for the minutes for the 28th of September meeting. Duke York had requested an excusal, and he did, in fact, make the meeting. So I'm making that correction.
No,
you did not make the meeting.
No. We just didn't note it in our excusals.
Okay. Oh. Pardon me, I stand corrected. I misread your message then. Pending items are on the 9th of November or there before. To come and miss the building field trip with a review of mock-ups and exterior repair. On the 3rd, if we are of a mind, we may need reminding of any sort of review of the Swedish Mission Tabernacle. And on the 9th, public hearing for Swedish Mission Tabernacle nomination. At this time, I would open up for announcements from commissioners.
I'm not going to be here for any of the meetings in November. I'll be out of town, so.
There's just one meeting in November and one in December.
Right.
Okay.
And can I say something?
Of course.
Commissioner Finch. Pamela and Duke, this is what you missed in preparation for the field trip that we're planning. We're trying to do that on the same night as a meeting.
Yeah, we were guaranteed a light agenda so we can do that. There are no other comments. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.